trust the scientists or trust the Bible?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker for the Answers in Genesis ministry. Well, Ken, surely we should always trust God's word over the opinions and words of fallible, sinful human beings, right?
Well, of course you're right, Mark. But it's sad that one of the problems we have in the church today, in fact, this has always been the problem, really, is that many Christians are putting their trust in man's theories first, not the Bible. You know, back in 1925 in Dayton, Tennessee, there was a very famous courtroom drama, the Scopes Trial. At that time, human evolution wasn't allowed to be taught in the public schools of this state. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union brought a test case to challenge the law. As part of the defense, the ACLU lawyer had many leading scientists of the day document the best so-called scientific evidences for evolution. The ACLU lawyer also even managed to get testimonies from a number of church leaders incorporated into the transcript of the trial. Now, their main message was that people had to trust what the scientists were saying above what the Bible stated. Mark, as we look back to this event over 80 years ago, we've learned a lesson. Most of the supposed scientific evidences for evolution have been thrown out. But you know what? The Bible has stayed the same.
In many ways, the culture wars launched at that Scopes trial back in 1925. Find out much more when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on the culture wars. It's available free through our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.